from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot Program is being expanded, and Ottawa says our area is benefiting. Immigration Minister Sean Fraser says the changes take effect this fall and include the expansion of geographic boundaries of several participating communities. Fraser says that's being done so employers in remote areas can take advantage of the program. He also announced a range of job offers available to candidates with specific work experiences being expanded, making it easier to fill labor market needs. Another change will see a reduction in the amount of settlement funds participants are required to have. A free program called Investor Ready launches on September 29th. The joint venture of Link North and the Northern Ontario Angels provides entrepreneurs with mentoring and consulting to help you approach angel investors with your product or service. Link North business development specialist Ross McDonald says the three-month program kicks off on the 29th with an event at the Timmins campus of Collège Boréal.
It's just going to be a good opportunity for people to come out, learn more about the program, to network, build connections, and get any kind of questions answered that they might have.
Further information and booking your spot can be done on either Facebook page of Link North or the Northern Ontario Angels. Moderna is accusing Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech of patent infringement. A lawsuit alleges that Pfizer copied the technology that the pharmaceutical company used to develop the first COVID-19 vaccine approved for use in the U.S. The suit, which seeks undetermined monetary damages, was filed in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. Moderna says it will also file in Germany. California is the first U.S. state to ban the sale of gas-powered cars with a target date of 2035. The law would also set increasing quotas for the sale of emission-free vehicles until the target year is reached. Several other states are likely to follow suit. An end-of-summer barbecue is coming up on Wednesday night, staged by the Timmins Indigenous Organizations Committee. Brenda Beaven represents the Timmins Police Service on that committee. She says it was originally started just to organize National Indigenous Peoples Day in June.
But since then, we've begun to expand somewhat and are beginning to organize other events in the community.
The barbecue is from 5 until 7 on Wednesday at the Timmins Native Friendship Center, and all the food is free. Beaven says there will be kids, games, and prizes raffled off. In Country 93.1 Sports, the NOJHL preseason opens Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Tim Horton Events Center when the Timmins Rock takes on the Cochrane Crunch. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.